This one wasn't going to go well. You know how much pee in me I carry? My grandmother slammed her hand on the table. You know how much pee in I have to take through my youth and my 20s and beyond. You know what my mother, your grandmother, would have said to me if I did tell her me I go seek psychotherapy? You must be mad. I don't know what to say, I said. I need to go and speak to someone, Grandma. I feel ill. I have this weight on my chest. I lost my job. I'm not well. None of we are well. Look at your mother, living in a hostel after that man broke up her life and beat her and take her money. You think she a go psychotherapy? And you make yourself lose your job because you not hold it together. You are not going. My grandmother was shaking. Maybe I should leave here then and go. Where are you going to stay? Because you can't stay with your mother. Your father swanning around in a Jamaica with young gal. Maggie can't take you in. That's why you're with us, under our roof. My grandmother's accent had become so thick, I had to work hard to keep up with what she was saying. I'll go and stay with friends then, I said. Grandma, I never ask anything of you. I never do anything to bring shame on anyone. I tried to say this calmly, to not anger her any further. I was the first person in this family to finish school, to go to college, to get a degree, to get a full-time job. Yes, and the first person to go to psychotherapy. My grandmother hit the table again. I am telling you, you are not going. She folded her arms. And that is that. The conversation was over.